Hello, everybody. This is Harknell of Onizumi.com.
And this is Oni.
Yep. We're here again to do another audio commentary about one of our comics.
Yes, and you look at me like you want me to say something, and I'm not sure what you want me to say.
Well, we could say which one we're doing.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is Work Email. It's comic number 33.
Yeah, this one is a very... Painful's not the word for it, because we do have comics that are painful, that have dealt with, you know, painful experiences in our lives, but this comic especially is I think everyone has had this frustration. I wrote this one when I had just graduated from college, and I'd gone for 5 years and gotten a degree and studied and done a lot of really cool things in college. And the idea that I went into college with was that it would prepare you for real life and for a job. What I didn't realize is that when I graduated, the only thing available to me at the time was answering phones like somebody who hadn't even graduated high school. So I'm sitting in the demeaning position of being a receptionist. Hi, can I help you? For like, you know, 8 hours a day. And... at some point, I'm thinking, I'm incredibly in debt. I've written papers. I've done all this stuff. And I'm being degraded to the level of an idiot that the highest thing she's ever done in her life is file her nails. Because I wasn't treated like an actual administrative assistant that actually, you know, do things that are semi-important. I was being treated like an asshole. I was working. Can I say where I was working for?
Well, it says, actually, if you look in the comic, it actually does say blah, blah, blah at M-Clone.
M-Clone Systems, yeah. I was working at M-Clone Systems at the time. And the perils of working at M-Clone was, this was right after the stock scandal with Martha Stewart. And the people in this, that were my bosses, were middle-aged women with cabbage hairstyles that weren't very intelligent. And I'm not just saying that because I didn't like them. The truth is, if I wanted to describe what I really think of them, well, you know, it would be a little more harsh than this. But these ladies did not even know how to use a computer. So when I was tasked with organizing the phone list, which is just an Excel sheet of names of people on the phone, or people's extensions, rather, I, you know, saved it on my computer, and then I saved a copy of it in the network drive, you know, so everybody could access it. So my boss is standing over my shoulder, and she sees me save it in the network drive, and then she immediately starts yelling at me. And I'm like, wow, why is this old lady yelling at me? She's yelling at me, save it back, save it back, save it back. And I'm like, what do you mean save it back? She had thought that by saving a copy of the file in the network drive, in addition to on my computer, that I had erased it from my computer. So I had to save the file back on my computer, or I would have deleted the file completely. And probably everybody listening to this knows that that's like crazy, you know, like... you don't just delete the file when you save it in an additional location.
Unless you were cutting and pasting it, which you weren't doing.
Yeah, I just saved a second copy. And I've always known, I've been using computers since I was like, you know, a very small child, so I know how they work really well. And it was just a constant point of tension among me and these people that I knew how to do this stuff, and I would set up like databases to do things and everything and keep track of things. And they could barely check their email. Like, in this comic, it says, well, at least she didn't write the email in the subject line again. She would just write an entire email in the subject line and leave the body of the email blank. And, as a matter of fact, this comic is a replication of when she had me put the HR benefits together, which, of course, I didn't have any benefits. I was struggling to, you know, find... to buy clothing.
Basically a temp at that point.
I was a temp, yeah. I was temp to hire, which they lied to me. And this is the thing I can never condone. You know, I mean, you can do whatever you want to do, but I don't respect anybody who lies to me.
Well, you were told that this was going to be a temp to hire position, and from what we understand from accounts, there never has been a permanent hire in that position, even since you left.
Yeah, it's all been like 3 years now.
Yeah,
at least 3 years.
So, whatever. That was obviously...
And they waited till Friday. I went home and I was eating dinner, and I got a call from my agent saying, they don't want you back on Monday. And it was just because 3 months, I think, at the time was the legal maximum they could have kept me.
Without either hiring you or letting you go. So, of course, they let you
go. So it was a really traumatic experience because also the people I had to work with, like there was this one older lady who I worked with that apparently had not grasped the concept that one should take a bath at least once a month. Well, that's an exaggeration. I think she bathed once a week, but I'm not kidding. She would like use the phone and there would be like stuff on the phone and smell.
Tell me she basically was leaving a slime trail. So.
Yeah, she was repulsive. And I mean,
she wasn't even nice from what you told me either.
I can put up with people who have problems like that because I'm a nice person, but she wasn't a nice person, so I couldn't put up with it. She would scream in my face. She would micromanage me. I mean, I remember she would just stand way too close to me and scream at me about, like, minor details about, like, putting a border on a cell in Excel. And I'm just like, you know, can you let me do the assignment? And she wouldn't, you know. So I didn't really know how to react at this point because college didn't prepare me for people like this.
You don't expect insanity in the workplace.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. So that was a really degrading part of my life, working receptionist jobs for the first, what, was that a year after graduation? Or I don't know how long that was.
It
was
way too long. It was a long time.
You know, I mean, when you have a degree and you have like a decent amount of experience and a really decent amount of knowledge about a lot of things, you don't want to be sitting where people who... you don't want to be sitting in the idiot chair. I was a paid dunk-a-clown. And I feel sorry for, you know, other people that are stuck in that position. You know, it's really shitty. And I mean, I know you've had your share of bad jobs, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll probably eventually have some kind of comic based on those, too. But I think the other thing about this particular comic, and it talks about things we've talked about to other people, and I believe even in some of the other commentaries about the fact that a lot of the comic does come out of real life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so a lot of the comedy that tends to show up is examination of real, kind of real events, but, you know, twisted a little bit. But this one's just a straightforward...
Yeah, this one isn't really, really twisted. This is more of a Dilbert old comic, thing.
Regular old jobs just... you know, just can kind of suck, you know, and it's unfortunate that a lot of the jobs that are available to people right out of college or whatever, even, you know, high school graduates, are so horribly mind-crushingly bad that you just sort of lose your mind. And
yeah, and then there's the concept about hot jobs. They even have, like, hotjobs.com, I think. And I mean, whenever I hear somebody say the hottest careers or the hottest jobs, I want to, like, you know, punch them through the mouth and rip their spine out through that, you know, through their fucking shithole. Because there is no such thing as a hot job when you graduate college. You know, there's no fast track. It's not exciting and fast paced, and you're not going to be leveraging synergies for the greater good. You know, and I say that with a great amount of sarcasm.
Unless you're an engineer and you really get lucky, or you're, you know, some biology prodigy and you discover some new...
Unless your dad owns the company, you're fucked.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to start off like being really crappy, you know. But so it's just one of those
things. Nothing is worse than that. Nothing is worse than having a job where you're clearly qualified for X, and you've demonstrated that you're clearly qualified for X, but for whatever reason, you know,
it never happens.
Your boss just doesn't want you to do X. Like in this case, this woman, she was incredibly threatened that I knew more than her about computers and that kind of thing. And, you know, they were always like, well, why aren't you in IT? Why aren't you in IT? You know, but...
Well, hire me for IT.
I'm like, yeah, hire me for IT. But of course, you know, they wouldn't do that because people who got in IT, it was another political thing. So there's no way I was getting an IT. Yeah.
Oh, well. So, yeah, that's, I think, obviously, you know, I think everybody can appreciate this kind of...
Oh, yeah, and then here's the other thing. The really great thing is when you graduate college, unless you fully understand what it's like to work in a corporate office, not only are you not getting paid that much when you graduate college, usually, but you have to compete style-wise. You have to dress the part. And if you're like me, who, you know, I had maybe 4 outfits that I had bought right before my first job, and you're struggling, you know, and, you know, when a blouse is like $30 and, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't go to your final.
Yeah, dress for success with no money, right?
Yeah, like, I went to, somebody told me to go to TJ Maxx. So I was like, okay, I'll go to TJ Maxx and buy a bunch of dress pants, you know, $10 each or whatever. I did that. I think, what was it? I bought like 4 pairs of pants, yeah, and the first week, two of them shredded.
Yeah, they were bad.
You know, and I ended up throwing them out after a week because, like, the whole side broke and,
yeah,
and the other one, like, the zipper fell out. And I'm just like, it became obvious to me that you can't go to like places like that and expect the clothing to last and not expect people to think you look like a schlump.
Well, you know, it's just either we got really horribly unlucky or they were seconds or whatever. I mean, it's hard to tell, but yeah, you know, it's definitely, it's funny how much you're supposed to be perfect at the get-go without actually having anything to be able to do that. So,
yeah.
But again, as I said, I think this comic is one of those ones that I think most people starting off will definitely be able to, you know, get and totally know what kind of, you know, no matter what your circumstances are. So,
yeah, it's very traumatic. Yep. If somebody said, you know, I don't understand why, you know, there's certain people out there that I guess they had a great time in high school or a great time in college and, oh, they wish they could go back and redo it, or they wish they could go back and their first job, you know, the world was open to them and all this other bullshit. And I'm just like, maybe, well, honestly, maybe that was true for somebody who had a better time of it than I did. But if you said, hey, I mean, Harknell, look, would you want to redo high school, college, or your first job? Honest opinion.
No. They're done. Wouldn't want to go back.
Personally, I wouldn't want to go any farther into the past than right now.
No.
You know, and honestly, I'd rather move into the future a little bit right
now.
Yeah,
well, we're moving there as it goes.
Because
so.
I need to clean my apartment, and next week, my apartment might be cleaned. So, you know, that's the future.
Yes, and we'll be doing commentaries about us cleaning the apartment soon, too.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, I think your best days are, you know, in front of you for almost everybody. And I mean, occasionally I get scared because you see all these commercials about how, you know, you hit 25 and you're going to start getting wrinkles and looking all fucked up. And
I think we're moving away from the comic rapidly.
Well, that's the whole point. You know, we're just going to discuss now about stuff. And I mean, it's...
Do what you do now. I don't think you should worry about, like, waiting for the future. But, you know, just try to do as best as you can now. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you know,
and these, regardless of those commercials, I think my ass is hotter today than it was yesterday. So your ass is probably hotter today than it was yesterday, too. And fuck wrinkles, whatever. You know, you don't need wrinkle cream. You don't need anal cream. You don't need fucking... Well, maybe you need vaginal cream if you got a disease, but I'm sorry if you do. You know, go to the doctor. What were
Dr.
you saying?
Dr. Onizumi is definitely out.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
My mom wanted me to be a doctor or an engineer, and... you imagine that?
No, I can't. I can't imagine, you know, what we're doing half the time. Anyway,
can you imagine this?
No, I can't imagine that either.
Okay, it's a good thing none of you guys could see that.
Okay, well, anyway, so I think, you know, we've pretty much nailed the whole concept of work sucks. So
yeah, work sucks.
I think...
However, I do like doing this comic and the website, and I like going to conventions.
Yeah, well, there's a different type
of work. That's one clear thing.
Yeah, I mean, we never have comics about how much it sucks to actually do.
And I like abusing Shadow Boxer.
Yes, indeed.
Over at shadoboxxer.5u.com. What?
Okay.
I'll plug him.
Okay. Well,
I posted an image
plug
of him.
Anybody you want. We
I
can
posted
plug everybody.
An image of him as Gerardo, Rico fucking Suave. I guess he deserves a plug.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to talk about who might be next on the abuse list. They'll be a surprise when
Hi,
that comes
Jamie.
Out. Oh, great. Well, why don't you just tell everybody?
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I think we'll trail off here. And
wait. Should we?
What?
What?
I have no idea where she's going with this. What are you talking
about?
I
think you guys should read angryzenmaster.com.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's great. Yeah, definitely. Go check his out. Check his comic
angryzenmaster.com.
out.
He has podcasts, too.
Yeah,
and his podcasts are a bit more organized than ours.
Yeah.
He actually has musics.
Yeah.
Musics.
Yeah.
And I said musics on purpose. It wasn't, you know, the fact that I'm tired and slurring. I did that on purpose.
Yep. All right. Well, this is Harknell.
And this is Oni.
And this is commentary from www.onizumi.com.
And it's spelled O-N-E-Z-U-M-I for, you know, in case this podcast or whatever the hell. This is a commentary. This isn't a podcast.
No, it's commentary.
In case it gets detached from the website.
Yep. So go there and check out the stuff. Okay, man.
Awesome. Bye. Thanks. Bye.